Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is fucking Friday. It's the 16th day of September, 2020. It's got something written there. What the hell that says? I think that might say Constitution Day. I can't see it very well. Huh. The 16th day of September 2022, it's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 64 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades of Northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 69 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. They're saying it's going to rain. I'll see it when I believe it, or I'll believe it when I see it. I don't know. I don't see it happening, but we'll see. I mean, it's cool. It's cooled down, and that's something. Anyway, let's see what we're going to get into here. New $600 million arms package for Ukraine marks 21st time U.S. drawdown from own stockpile. We must be getting about ready to go to war with fucking China, right? I mean, that's the only way those fucking retards could fucking have a fucking chance in hell of fucking coming close to fucking just killing a lot of our goddamn people is for these fucking goddamn traitors. They're handing our goddamn, what has been built for us to defend ourselves, over to the fucking Ukraine. We're not Ukrainians. In case you guys haven't noticed, we are not fucking Ukrainians. But they're handing, here is another fucking $600 million fucking dollars. And they're taking it from our fucking stockpiles. We're going to be, they'll have us down to when Ukraine attacks us with our own fucking goddamn stockpile, we won't have a stockpile. Do they think, are you guys that really that goddamn stupid? Which now brings the to total U.S. military pledge since the start of the conflict to $15.1 billion. And that's not the worst part of it. The worst part is they're pulling this out of our fucking goddamn, taking your guns out and handing them out to the guy's going to fucking shoot you. Crucially, in this case, the arms are being sent under the presidential drawdown authority. What presidential drawdown authority? Is something else you fucking made up? You can't do this, you son of a bitch, and you fucking know it. This is a communist, come from the communist committee led by fucking Barack Obama. I tell you what, you fucking people better shut that son of a bitch down, because they're trying to make this country as weak as it can, and they're doing it for a fucking reason. They're not that they can fucking attack and come and take the fucking people's guns, but they can fucking open us up for fucking attack from fucking China. We'll beat them, because every one of them's going to have somebody to tell them what to fucking do. But it's still, how many of our people are fucking expendable to you? How many of our children? Because you're going to see your children. You think you fucking, they're all so goddamn, they care about, they want to give a shot. Fuck you! Your children are going to be blown apart in the fucking streets as the bullets fly black backwards and forwards between China and fucking the American nationals, who will be forced to fucking defend this country. That's what they want us to use our bullets on instead of them. They want us to use them on fucking a goddamn billion fucking Chinese, and we ain't doing it. Well, there's 2 billion Chinese, but I mean, they can send enough over here to fucking Well, we'll just have to get innovative. We'll have to find other ways to kill mass fucking amounts of them. Get our hands on our nuclear arsenal and just let fucking go. You ain't taking this goddamn country. Which allows the White House to take arms directly from U.S. military stockpiles for use by foreign allied forces. Since when? Who in the fuck declared Ukraine an allied force of ours? Who fucking did somebody just declare it? Hey, us fucking people decide who's our goddamn buddies and who ain't. Not you motherfuckers. You ain't our mom and dad. You're not our custodians. You're our goddamn servants. And you better start fucking getting on your fucking knees and crawling out of this goddamn country. You motherfuckers are on the epitome of fucking getting fucking the whole goddamn thing come crumbling down around you. And when it does, you will see how much you're fucking smiling in. We'll see how much you're fucking smiling in with a fucking rope around your fucking treasonous ass neck for fucking various violations of the ratified, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. You're going to fucking hang. The administration confirmed it was the 21st time it drew from Pentagon stockpiles. Now, see, Trumpy, you think this shit isn't done in fucking concert with one another. Oh, Trump, he hates Biden. He's a busy. You fucking retard. No, he fucking built up those goddamn piles of fucking goddamn arsenal. Wonder what he built them up for. For us? No. So his fucking buddy Biden, who he probably butt sucks with each other, fucking comes in when 4 years later and hands them all over to the Ukraine, arsenal, just like we handed over to fucking Russia, arsenal, to make them a goddamn threat to our people and to our way of life and to our goddamn law. The Guardian details Joe Biden authorized the latest assistance using his presidential drawdown authority. What? I want to see it. I want to see your fucking authority that says you can give our goddamn munitions away to any fucking buddy, you son of a bitch. I challenge that authority. Oh, well, you can't challenge that authority. It's above the courts. It's above all. It's above everything. It's with the elite, don't you know? The ruling elite have decided, so fucking I guess it's time for them to go in the goddamn meat fucking oven, huh? You dirty son of a bitches, you think that you can fucking just flaunt the fucking law of we the fucking people? That you can flaunt our fucking judicial authority? But we do have those goddamn couple of billion fucking guns, motherfuckers. Not to mention what else we fucking got. And you know it. You fucking know it. You think you can trick and slick and slime and rape and pillage your fucking way through this. You ain't gonna do it. We've had enough of your shit. We've had enough of being fucked by you. Any fucking goddamn election you held, everybody in this fucking country knows that it is fucking a fraud. Even the ones who participate in it, you're knowingly participating in a fraud. That'll get your fucking ass hung. Fucking election ain't no small fucking matter, son of a bitch. Drawdown authority, which allows the president to authorize the transfer of excess weapons from the U.S. stocks. We have excess weapons in the U.S. stocks, and the people in this country don't have reloading fucking equipment and can't get the fucking ammunition and arms that they want, and are being told every day that they can have less. Why don't you trust us? Huh, corporation? Why do you want all of our guns and you don't trust us? Looks like if you had an army that was the largest army in the fucking world behind you, and you were earnest to those fucking people and they fucking loved you, nobody could touch you, could they? Why? Oh, because we hate your fucking guts, because you are fucking goddamn infiltrated our government. What was? No, we never had a government. I'm taking it back. It was never a government, because there was never a constitution. There was never fucking no consent from the people. Period. And you fucking know it. So whatever we do, we're fucking justified under our law. They have violated our law. They have violated our freedom and our liberty. And we are bound by that second article to fucking put their asses in the goddamn ground, because they removed our common law fucking courts. without authority, in violation of the law. They removed the whole goddamn, they even removed their phony fucking constitution and replaced it with another phony fucking constitution, in violation of the ninth article. A constitution, you know, they were talking about those unenumerated rights. Fuck you, you got the numerated ones in front of you. That one is, I think in the fifth article it says, no person can be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Would that fall in fucking order with your goddamn asset forfeiture laws, motherfuckers? You cannot read the difference and you do not know which one is the supreme law? You do not know which one is the fucking authority of the people? You're fixing to find it out. At the end of it, hey, fuck, when you fucking hurt hitting the, you're gonna be begging and pleading. And fucking asking for mercy, there will be no goddamn mercy for you. No more than you intended for us, you sons of bitches. No more than you've ever given us. Look, you've taken from me my whole fucking life and my, fuck, for generations you've taken what belongs to other people. You thieving little cock-sucking Jew pricks. The report stresses the White House said it was the 21st time that the U.S. Defense Department has pulled weapons and other equipment off the shelves to deliver to Ukraine. Once again, what is fucking Ukraine to us people? It was a part of the old Soviet Union, wasn't it? So why is it this Ukraine? Oh, that's right, because the goddamn Biden crime family, because this is, there's not governments around the world and different philosophies of governing, which we, you know, the communism, the fascism, all that horse shit, that's all it was gimmicks. It was fucking gimmicks. And when the people of the United States brought down the common law with the fucking Bill of Rights, with the fucking law of December 15, 1791, there was law. And God damn did they hate it. Because it was real fucking law. It was written in fact. And it read the same frontwards as backwards. You could not fucking misinterpret it. It was interpreted one fucking way. And it had to fucking go. You can't have your New World Order as long as that Bill of Rights is in place, can you? Well, if you ain't taking it out of place, we'll fucking fight you motherfuckers to the fuck. Bring it on! Come and fucking do it! We will beat you back till we have a control of that nuclear arsenal. Then every son of a bitch in this world will get the fuck way. They'll get way the fuck back away from us. Because if they don't, they'll eat some fucking nuclear warheads. We're not fucking around. We're not going to be slaves on this goddamn planet. Get that through your fucking head. We will not be your slaves ever under any conditions. We will seek to destroy you until you are dead. Amid its eastern and southern counteroffensives, which has seen some degree of success in rolling back Russian front lines, all this shit's meaningless to us. It's just like us being over in fucking Syria. We got no goddamn business over in Syria. It's none of our fucking business. These are foreign entanglements. These are foreign fucking... Oh, wait a minute. No, they're not, because we're members of the international corporate mafia. In fact, we sat on the fucking big board of the fucking corporate mafia. That Barack old fucking scumbag Obama. You piece of fucking shit motherfucker, you. Hey, lanky, you think you're a fucking athlete? Come fight me, you little cocksucker. I'll knock you fucking out in one fucking punch, bitch. You will be tried. You will be convicted, prima facie, from your fucking actions and unlawful documents you have signed. And you will be hung by your fucking neck. And if possible, you'll be another inch fucking taller doing the shit dance, you piece of shit. Your communist collective needs to get the fuck off our goddamn, off of Capitol Hill now. That's a fucking order from an American national. I'm the sovereign of this country, you son of a bitch. Get him off! Amid its eastern southern counteroffensive, which has seen some degree of success, like this is some, they just try to play this as like, I mean, it's like watching goddamn fucking Lord of the Rings or something. We know it's a production. We know you've changed the fucking law so that you can have a production, so that you can use propaganda to try to fucking goddamn lie to the fucking people of the United States and take everything we got and enslave our asses. Shove that 14th Amendment up your cunt. Because that's where it's going anyways. Russian front lines, especially in Kharkiv, Oblast. See, we end up talking about all our money's being expended and everything. We can't even talk about the names of the son of a bitches that are getting it. Does that tell you anything? While our fucking people are living under goddamn bridges, while our fucking American national children are hungry, these motherfucking maggots know no conscience. That's why I was talking yesterday about the kids. They know the kids are hungry. They know that American kids, they can trace their fucking lineage back before this was even a fucking goddamn country. They know that their children's children's children, that their progeny are going hungry. That's what they want. See, they have to get us out of the way. They have no lawful claim on this fucking land. It belongs to the fucking people. Everything they have taken, everything they have sold has been done through an act of fraud. Because they did not take my portion from me. They did not take your portion from you. And before they can take anything of ours and fucking sell it, they have to give us procedural due process. And they have to give it to us in the common law fucking court. As commanded by the Supreme Superior, absolute unalienable law of December 15, 1791. They just fucking do not have the authority. They have to come at us one at a time, on one at a time. All fucking 320 million of us. Oblast and Ukrainian government and armed forces this week submitted a weapons wish list. They got a weapons wish list, guys. I got one too. If I send mine in, it won't even go. Oh shit! No. That won't even make it to the back room where the fucking spit swapped is, will it? Or where you pick the little children to be fucking pedophiled for your fucking deals that you fucking make? Is that how you seal a deal with a pedophile fucking attack on a child? You scum! Wish list to Washington, President Zelensky, and it's President. How'd you like to grab that little fucker? I got a little fucker in a goddamn 10x10 room for about fucking, I'll take a minute. Just let me have that little fucker. Goes on American Idol over here like this. This is goddamn goofy! For that you have a goddamn reality show host! This is good. Oh man, people. What happened to our fucking class? What happened to our fucking pride? I mean, it started with Reagan, a fucking actor, the guy with the monkey, you know. It's dumber than a fucking sled runner to start with. And then half his term, he had fucking Alzheimer's and Nancy, fucking just say no because I didn't. And I had to go to the Betty Ford Clinic. I was a junkie on fucking pills. So you just say no or else we'll take everything you got and give it to the government. That's where it started, ain't it? And that's where the goddamn fucking this, oh, hawkish, I'm hawkish. I'm a hawkish motherfucker. I'm hawkish towards you. I'm hawkish to fucking rip your fucking head off and shit down your throat. To be rid of your fucking ass. I'm hawkish to fucking beat the fucking peace into this goddamn world. Never has there been anyone who fucking just wanted fucking peace for the goddamn world that wanted to fucking rule it. No, they wanted to be fucking, they want people licking their fucking feet. They want a man that can stomp their fucking ass or beat them in a goddamn spelling bee to have to bow with their goddamn ignorant fucking inbred, I dropped from the right twat feet. That's what they fucking want. They don't have it, you see. Physically they don't have it. Mentally they don't have it. So we'll make it, we'll live in a goddamn fantasy. We won't even live in fucking reality. We'll live in a fantasy that I like because I am a good fucking thief and my mommy and daddy's 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 daddy have been stealing from you stupid motherfuckers for fucking generations. To the point where I can be a little fucking retard and pretend like I'm got, like I could take you on. No, when I come to get his 911 balls, man, that motherfucker, it smokes. I mean, the toughest guys, I mean, the smartest mouth motherfuckers that you run across. 911 balls, 911 balls. The day of 911 balls is coming to an end, you son of a bitches. When there ain't going to be nobody, they're going to answer and say, nobody here, everybody's fucking running. When we take after your ass, you're going to, you fucking, you know what's going to happen. You're not stupid. You're just fucking goddamn, you're brazen. Because your parents have got away with it. And you see, you know, four, five, six, seven, eight generations back, there was somebody who was smart enough to fucking steal and to fucking start the stealing and the theft of the rights and doing all the dirty fucking deeds. He was smart enough to do it. But see, then he stole the whole lot, but he's going to leave it to his son. It's just like the Rothschilds interbreeding to keep the money in the family. And well, we're going to keep the money in the family, you know, like this. And well, here we go. Well, God, we got two retards there. I mean, they're fucking, you know, they can't even tie their fucking shoes. But they have the name. They dropped out of the twat. So you're giving power and shit to goddamn fucking maniacal fucking retards just for the purpose of because of what twat they dropped out of. See, they want you to take a goddamn psychological fucking test to have a fucking gun. But these motherfuckers that are selling these, I mean, are not, well, just like this $600 million worth of goddamn, arsenal that is going to Ukraine. You think they're doing a background check on anybody? You think they give a monk's fuck how many kids are going to get killed with that fucking goddamn artillery and fucking shit right down to fucking guns and ammo? Do you think they give one little tiny shit how many little kids? They're probably hitting them with phosphorus too. They like that shit. They like to want. They're sadistic bastards that like to watch children hurt. How many kids do you think are going to get killed? They talk about this country. Oh, man, there's many. What, these 500,000 million people were killed yesterday. No, they weren't, you fucking asshole deadhead. You kill more people in fucking Yemen and Syria in fucking one fucking day than are killed in the fucking United States in a whole fucking year. And you call it overhead. I've read articles on this goddamn site. Where they've said that it's perfectly acceptable for 250 fucking, people to get killed, collateral damage to get one terrorist. Well, I guess that's the attitude, but I mean, little children, they don't care. Yeah, damn, that's too bad. But the 50 little, I mean, one little kid starving to death in Yemen too, man, it's sick. The fucking visions you see of it, you know, they'll show you a shot of it every once in a while. But I mean, what did Yemen do? Oh, they found oil underneath their land. Oh my, that's the Jews' oil. Give it up. You can give it up peaceably or we'll fucking do what we did to Venezuela. Everybody's goddamn shit, you know, they used to be countries. Chartered countries, but they were all chartered through churches and shit. The fucking corruption's been there since day fucking one. Instead of when we took this country, we should have just said, all connections with all other countries are fucking delete right now. None of them exist. Any one of them that somebody wants to exist, they got to bring it forth and fucking put it on paper, and they have to do it within the common law. If it can't be within the common law, you can't have it. That means you can't sell the fucking land in this country to a fucking foreigner. Got it? You try it, I say that you're fucking, putting my, fucking, autonomy and my goddamn, what's the word I'm looking for here? I am a sovereign, and my sovereignty, I just write out my little complaint. You're putting my autonomy and sovereignty at fucking risk. And you definitely are. You do not turn over nothing that belongs to the United States of these Americas to a fucking foreigner. That's how you keep your fucking country. And our people had done this. I mean, we've been state strict. I mean, of course the Masons can get any fucking thing done. Because they ran this goddamn fucking planet for so many fucking years. People don't know no goddamn better. All we gotta do is get rid of them motherfuckers. There ain't that goddamn many of them. Be fucking rid of those son of a bitches. And we do not sell one fucking inch. Whatever they have sold, it's been a fraud. It can be easily, it's an easily proven fraud. And we just fucking take it back. We nationalize it. Say, sorry, motherfucker, you bought a pig in a poke. These son of a bitches right here. Here, right here, this was right on you guys when you were doing the title search. Right there, you go and you look under that goddamn, Bill of Rights. And you will fucking see that you cannot fucking sell my fucking sovereignty to another fucking nation, motherfucker. As soon as you remove them fucking, the fucking common law courts and tried to remove the Bill of Rights, as soon as you created your phony fucking goddamn corporation, nothing you do can be legal or lawful. It can't be. That was an unlawful act that created an unlawful institution made for the very purpose of violating the 9th article, which says the enumeration in the Constitution, which is supposed to be the only big paper we got. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed, that is interpreted, as to deny or disparage others by the people, but goddamned if they haven't done it. The 1968 Control Gun Act, lay it right down there in front of it, because it's never been taken to court. Why? Because the goddamn queens, fucking goddamn fairy fuckers come over here, they're esquires, and they made a private court system, and they put admiralty fucking law on our fucking land. Because the cunt thinks it, well, she don't think no more. The cocksucker now. We got a cocksucker instead of a cunt. The cocksucker thinks that it fucking still belongs to him. I'll show you. Come over here, you fucker. I'll show you it don't belong. Come over here and tell me it belongs to you. You try it. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin. The state of Jefferson.
Everywhere.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches at 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1236 Pacific Time, and then, of course, that was Megadeth, I think. Megadeth, yeah, doing the Sammy Hager's Planets on Fire. They smoke it. Nice to hear some musicians who can play. Anyway, let's see what else we got going here. Bill Gates wants conspiracy theories in quotation marks about him to go away, goddammit. Wait a minute now. I got to think about this for a minute now. The other day, I read an article, and it told me about conspiracy theories. It was talking about conspiracy theories, and it said that some conspiracy theories are real. They're not, you know, so that would make them not theoretically. I'm holding this pen in my hand. It's a green pen, and it's not no theory that son of a bitch is there. It's not no conspiracy theory that son of a bitch is there. It's fucking there. So these conspiracy theories that you're talking about there, Bill, are those the ones that are true? Or you got some idea that they're not true? And I've not heard no conspiracy theories about you. I've heard a lot of fucking facts about you. You know, like being wanted for crimes against humanity in fucking Africa, for sterilizing their women. You and your bitch fucking Melinda. Let's see what old Bill's guy, what he's going to cry about. He wants him to go away, guys. They ain't going no fucking where, Bill, you are. This is from Counter Signal. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Multi-billionaire Bill Gates wants conspiracy theories about him to go away. The true ones or the untrue ones, goddammit, Bill? Could you be a little more fucking specific? You're the one that's talking about goddamn misconceptions here. Is there one that isn't true? That's the question I have. Gates says he's been approached by people in public who yell that he's putting chips into people. You are putting chips into people. I've seen you talk about putting chips into people. Chipping everybody, Bill. I'm sure you've had your Chinese fucking brethren over there take all the fucking goddamn videos down of you speaking on this matter. But yes, it's not a conspiracy theory. That's a fucking fact. This kind of strange, that's kind of strange to see. Why? If you're humping an elephant, I mean, that's kind of strange to see, but you're still humping an elephant, asshole. Wow, those people really exist. You goddamn right we exist by the billions, you motherfucker. And we know you've killed our relatives. We know you've killed our people. We know you want to kill fucking the population of this country down to 500 million or less. You can get rid of them fucking Georgia Guidestones. You can make them disappear. But man, they are just recorded on so many goddamn fucking computers across this country. I mean, you ain't going to get rid of that. We can bring them up anytime we want. It's been stated by the fucking elite across this world that they're going to bring the population down to under 500 million to serve them and be in perpetual motion, balance with nature. We haven't forgot it. We're not going to forget it. We have it copied. I'm glad you blew them up. I'm glad they got blown up. It's funny. Because that's what's happening to your whole fucking New World Order, isn't it? It's all blowing up in your fucking face. And it's only going to get fucking worse for you. You fucking played the game. You push. I mean, boom, we hit the bottom of the fucking trench. Now we're heading straight fucking up. There's nowhere to go but up. And there's nowhere for you to go but down. Let's see here. That's strange to see. Wow, those people really exist. It's not just some robot sending out crazy messages. Well, who would invent a goddamn robot that would send out fucking lies and dirty... Oh, that was you! That was you, Bill! You lying motherfucker! trying to tell people that a goddamn kill shot, a fucking biological kill agent is a goddamn vaccine. But then on the CDC, you tell that it isn't a vaccine, that it is in fact gene therapy, which you're going to lie about here again in just a little bit. You're way too far gone. This is way too weak of a fucking letter, buddy. According to The Guardian, Gates also said it's, quote, tragic if such beliefs made people reluctant to trust vaccines to, well, they're not vaccines, Bill. That's a fucking lie. They're goddamn biological kill agents. They're made out of platelets of RNA. They go in and they change the people's RNA so that instead of creating antibiotics to attack a fucking virus when one pops up or when somebody's sick, it actually fucking reproduces them, doesn't it, Bill? We know what you did, you son of a bitch. You think you're gonna, you think we're gonna let you, or to wear masks during a COVID-19 pandemic, it has been fucking proven. The CDC said it right out the gate that the goddamn, if this COVID-19 exists, which it doesn't, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 does not exist. But if it did exist, the particles of COVID-19 would be too small for any fucking mask to stop. And wearing a mask can only fucking cause you fucking harm. That's a fucking scientific fact, you son of a bitch. That's not a conspiracy. Well, it is. It's one of those true conspiracy theories. Everything we've hit has been true conspiracy theory, hasn't it, Bill? You piece of shit. We're really going to have to get educated about this over the next year and understand how does it change people's behavior and how should we have minimized this, he said. The way you minimize it, Bill, is you get out your fucking khakis, buddy. And you get out your fucking, all your buddies over there that are fucking in Silicon Valley and you fucking suit their ass up and you have them come and fucking tell us, make us shut up. That's how you do it. You fucking punk. You couldn't take over the fucking airways because you know that once the fucking, we can't tell the truth no more. There ain't nothing to stop us from just fucking squashing your fucking ass like the bug you are. You're nothing. Hand you over to goddamn fucking Africa. Let the Africans have it, yeah. Send you over there. We'll send them a 30-gallon barrel of fucking, sweet baby rays in your fucking ass. The COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 does not exist. Vaccine doesn't exist. The platelet, the goddamn biological kill agents, what we're talking, the COVID-19 doesn't exist, biological kill agent, which Gates was referring to, was mandated in countries across the globe during the pandemic. That's why they hate you across the globe. That conspiracy theory makes more sense now. They hate you everywhere, don't they, Bill? Everywhere. I mean, in goddamn Africa, man, they would have you fucking hanging in the second they get their goddamn hands on you. And now you're starting to have to hide, aren't you? Getting kind of scary, ain't it? You don't know who's after your ass, you son of a bitch. Everybody, that's who. You think you're gonna fucking rule over us, you little piss ant. You fucking couldn't rule over a piss ant, you piece of shit. In unprecedented ways, in countries like Canada, citizens lost rights like mobility for this. Declining the vaccine, which was approved by an emergency, on an emergency basis. So you're proving my fucking point right here. Is it a conspiracy theory that people have the inclination to hate your fucking ass for you thinking that you have some kind of control over their fucking lives? You nothing, little pissant son of a bitch. You little CIA butt baby. Huh? They got every goddamn right. These people got every right to want to fucking cut you into little fucking tiny pieces, in my opinion. In a Twitter interview with the head of the Global Health Governance Program, Gates said he could understand why some theorists think he wants to inject people with microchips. Well, yeah, the reason is we just heard you say it, son of a bitch. You can go and have your fucking goop buddies over there in fucking Beijing remove the goddamn content from the internet, but we've done seen it. And we're not so insecure. I mean, We're not the fucking ones walking around with our pants hanging around our fucking knees, with our dirty fucking asses hanging out. We're fucking real human beings. We're educated. We can reads and writes, you motherfucker, and we've already seen what you are. We know what you are. We don't have to go discover, oh, did this happen? We know what you are, you piece of shit. People like you and I and Tony Fossey. Boy, I tell you what, for a guy trying to get himself out of hot water, you just grabbed onto some pretty serious shitty company, buddy. Tony Fossey have been subject to a lot of misinformation. Oh, Tony Fossey. Oh, boy, man, I'll tell you what. Where can he go? I mean, if he just went out without fucking armed fucking guards around him, how long would he last? 10 seconds? That son of a bitch has killed fucking 6 million people in, across the world and 60,000 people in this fucking country. 6 million fucking people, that little lying little son of a bitch. And COVID-19 doesn't exist, people. COVID-19 doesn't exist, people. COVID-19 doesn't exist. The global shit did not work this time. They're talking about, oh, going to be an end to it. It just ain't, I mean, God, less and less people are fucking buying into the repetitive fucking lie. I mean, tell a lie and make it a big fucking lie. And tell it enough and it'll stick. Fuck Goebbels, you're going down this time, buddy. You're going down on COVID-19 doesn't exist, son of a bitch. Those days are over. The people are, I mean, for the most part, I mean, we still got the fucking retards that we're going to have to deal with. We're going to have to send them swimming or hang their fucking asses. But that's something that's just, you know, I guess a part of the fucking natural scheme of things. But your ass is finished, motherfucker. You are fucking finished. All you globalist motherfuckers, you're finished. I think you know it. Even up here, you Rothschilds. What are you going to do, motherfucker? Shoot a bomb? You want to shoot some bombs? We'll shoot bombs with you. Atomic bombs? Oh, yeah, you goddamn right. That's what we got them for. To make sure that we stay fucking free. No matter what we have to do. Misinformation, he said. I didn't expect that. Oh, you did? I bet you didn't. You motherfuckers thought you had everybody fucking snowed. But you didn't realize that the fucking free people are here. You ain't telling me I can go to the beach or when I can fucking go here or go there. You ain't telling me to go in my house and lock myself in. Fuck you. Come lock me in, cunt. What you're coming for is a goddamn gunfight. That's all you're coming for. Just like that's all that fucking king was coming for when he went to fucking goddamn Concord. You ain't coming to collect guns, he's coming to start a fucking war. You want to start a fucking war? Bring it on, motherfucker. I want this shit over with personally. I'd like to try, if I did make it through it, I'd like to live 10 fucking minutes as a free man my whole fucking life. I've not been totally fucking free like I was supposed to be. That's what you've stolen from me, you motherfuckers. And you can imagine what I want to do to you. Some of it, like me, putting chips in arms doesn't make sense to me. Why would I want to do that? Why would you want to do that? So that you could track and trace each and every one of us. So that you wouldn't be sitting there like you are right now with your asshole pinching the fucking seat, knowing that there's a goddamn millions of people after you. You don't know who they are. You can't track and trace them. There could be, I mean, you go out there and there could be a break in the goddamn, I know you have fucking, you must have security up the fucking ass. But there might be a fucking breach in your fucking security. And you don't know it because you can't track and trace each and every fucking, that's why you want it, Bill. We know why you want it. Because we so grossly outnumber you and you're trying to kill off our fucking population. Down to where you can manage it, you fucking little punk bitch. You CIA asshole, baby. Ain't gonna work. Why would I want to do that? Can you guys believe it? Yeah, I know you can believe it. That motherfucker has no fucking conscience. Why should something like this bother him? Gates has been accused of wanting to embed humans with microchips because he donated millions of dollars to COVID-19 research. Now, COVID-19 does not exist. COVID-19 does not exist. It's never been isolated. It can't be isolated. In fact, we've come to find out that no fucking virus can be isolated. All of this shit, AIDS, SARS, what was the other one in the 70s? Swine flu. All of it's fucking bullshit. It's been, they've taken billions of our dollars to build a mountain of bullshit, and they can't fucking diagnose shit. They just can't. And they're causing the goddamn the attacks on the immunity systems by giving these goddamn vaccines that's what they're made for, to kill your fucking goddamn immune system. Oh, what, the vaccine's gonna take care of it for you? Bet you it is. Once you fucking take that vaccine, you're fucking done for. Your immune system's gonna turn on itself. Instead of making immunities, it's gonna make more of the fucking poison. Bye. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Research, including vaccine development through his private charity, the Bill, it's private. What do you mean private? This is your own fucking, you doing this? You just coming in my goddamn house in my neighborhood? You think you just walk right in and just, you private motherfucker, and you start telling us what to fucking do? Tell me to stay in my fucking house. Tell me I can't go to someplace. Tell me I gotta fucking put a slave mask on that doesn't do shit. And you, the private son of a bitch, really? Why don't you bring your private fucking ass up on Ash Street here? And you can stand out in front of my fucking house, and we'll see how much privacy we can get out in the middle of the road, son of a bitch. But see, you'd never do that, because you're a cunt. You're a CIA asshole baby cunt. You'll always be, until the day you're hung, a CIA asshole baby cunt. And you fucking know it, Bill. And you know, having all that fucking billions of dollars handed to you of stolen fucking money from we the people, it must have made you feel pretty fucking tall. I mean, you're not much of a fucking man to look at. You never have been. But I mean, it must have made you feel like you were something. But now, you know, we've always said that men can make money. Money can't make a man. Boy, sure, you're the living fucking proof of that. In New York Times op-ed by Lindsay McGoy, a director of the Center for Research in Economic Psychology and Innovation at the University of Essex, McGoy, fucking man, wrote about concerns with the Gates Foundation. Wow, that was quite a fucking mouthful. We have to get your lawyer to explain those big old words to you. What it is these fucking, a bunch of these assholes got together and go, man, it's getting bad out there. I think they're going to start shooting. I think they're going to start hanging us. She said the Gates Foundation is controlled by an unusually small board of trustees, including Bill and his estranged wife, Melinda, and the billionaire investor, Warren Buffett. Now, why would anybody think that those fucking slimy criminals would be trying to kill people off? That would have sterilized women in Africa, would be on an international fucking, I gotta kill the people down. So this is why you want the goddamn tracers in this, Bill. Everybody wants your ass, son of a bitch, and you can't watch everybody. Sooner or later, one of them's gonna slip by, and bam, you're gonna be fucking gone, son of a bitch. Justly fucking executed for your fucking declaration of and fucking actions of war against the people of the United States of these Americas in violation of the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. Dead by fucking right. Dead by fucking participating in a war against the people. The supreme, superior, absolute jurisdiction in this country. You thought you could just fucking find a hidey hole and just enough. You thought mammon could beat fucking human. Well, that's yet to be seen, buddy. Hey, you've done a hell of a fucking job. I got to give you and Warren Buffett and fucking Soros and the rest of you motherfuckers a fucking A+ and fucking doing it right out in everybody's fucking face. Like Soros fucking hiring the son of a bitches to riot there in fucking Missouri. Burning down goddamn fucking buildings or the ones up these Antifa cocksucking punk bitch motherfuckers up here in fucking Portland. Burning down goddamn buildings right in front. Well, the police are right there. Yeah, they're right there in case somebody tries to stop their communist buddies. This is what they were doing in them goddamn films I watched on fucking China. And it was just fucking retarded, people. If somebody went to fucking take care of these little pricks, man, that they, I ain't smart enough to know why I'm starving to death. Is the reason I'm starving to death is because the government said that we produced twice what we did, and they took our half for the rich people in the city and just left us with nothing to eat. I can't figure that out. But when you tell me that, oh, it's that party officials down the street that you fucking put into place that you gave the orders to, Mao. When you tell me that I need to go and fucking take out my, you know, go get that son of a bitch. What the hell? I got to go struggle against him. That's what he said. I tell you, that's what he said. So you need to go struggle against, I can't remember the guy's fucking position was. He was the guy in charge of the fucking grain. But he ain't the guy that, Mao's the one out there saying, we're going to produce this much and this much and this much and this much. Ah, yeah, God love him, God. He's God. And he's sitting there, he fucking motherfucker don't know nothing about grain production. It's like when he did the steel thing. We're going to produce all this tons and tons of steel. He metallurgy? He had no fucking clue. I would like to see him. He's dead now. So we'll never know what his fucking IQ truly was, but I'm telling you, that fucker was on the edge. He was retarded. When you heard him talk, I mean, the translations, when I seen his face, when you look at somebody's eyes, you can tell when they're not quite there. And the fucker wasn't quite there, and he's telling them to go and said these words. Go struggle against this guy. Which meant go down there and drag him out of his house and kill him. I mean, I could see these, I watched parts of them where they were getting appointed by Mao to be in his cabinet. You'd think that'd be like, whoa, fucking power, man. These guys got scared looks in their fucking eyes because they knew that they were going to be the fall guys for every retarded thing this fucking guy did. How the fucking Chinese people fell for that son of a bitch and just, they fucking loved him like a god. And he was a dumb son of a bitch, which made them have to be dumber. The fucking, I mean, I shake my head because I can't figure it out. I can't figure out how anybody could fucking, there's ignorance and there's stupidity. Now, ignorance can be corrected by education. Stupidity, I think they're stupid. I don't know. I think the reason they're stupid is because they've been without freedom of the mind for so long that they actually, every thought that they have, they're calculating rather than get in trouble for even thinking it, let alone taking it to the next level of fucking innovation. That's why they can't innovate. If they you know, if it weren't for somebody else showing them, they probably wouldn't have made the fucking will. I'm not kidding you. At any rate, this is what we're dealing with, and man, poor Mr. Gates. Poor Mr. Gates. That philanthropist. Poor Mr. Gates. Unfairly attacked for the genocide he's trying to commit on the people of this fucking world. Unfairly. Boy, I hope that I hope that justice comes to you soon. I hope that your things are made right, like they should be, just under the fucking reality of this world. I hope that you get justice, Bill Gates. I'm hoping for it all I can. I'm hoping with all my heart. We'll be back on Monday. It's at 12 o'clock Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. Until then, think about our friend Bill Gates. And, well, I mean, you people that are religious, you might want to say a prayer for him. And that is The Word from the Trenches.
Have a good weekend, brother.
I'm going to do it. You do the same, brother.
I have done all I can do. Cookies!